guilty on all counts. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Former President Trump's company, the Trump Organization, convicted in a New York tax fraud case.
They've now been held accountable in a court of law right here in Manhattan.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says it's a case about lying and cheating. The convictions coming on the second day of deliberations and after a three-year investigation. Trump's longtime finance chief, who pleaded guilty in a related case, testified as part of his deal with prosecutors, laying out the tax-free perks given to top executives without reporting the income.
In the words of the prosecutors, the Trump Organization basically had this web and longtime ongoing activity to try and skip out on paying taxes by giving perks such as cars, rent-free apartments, paying for school tuition for executives in order to avoid the taxes.
Fox's Eric Shawn. The Trump Organization could face a fine of more than $1 million. The defense will appeal, though, insisting the company didn't know about the fraud. Trump was not charged, but still faces a business-related civil lawsuit filed by the state attorney general. The former president also faces scrutiny from special counsel Jack Smith, overseeing two Justice Department investigations involving efforts to overturn the 2020 election and documents found at Trump's Florida home. Smith has issued his first known subpoenas, seeking records from four states. President Biden visiting his fourth computer chip plant since September, this time in Arizona, highlighting investments he says are spurred by the Bipartisanship Act signed earlier this year and part of a broader economic agenda.
What I'm most excited about is people are starting to feel a sense of optimism as they see the impact of the achievements in their own lives.
Republican lawmakers are critical of the president for not visiting the southern border while in Arizona as a surge of migrants and fentanyl continues. The president telling reporters earlier today there are more important things going on. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Some end-of-the-year deadlines fast approaching on Capitol Hill.
Congress has until the end of next week to prevent a partial government shutdown and pass a spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer remains hopeful for a year-long funding measure.
Each side is going to have to give in order to send an omnibus to the president's desk and avert a pointless, painful government shutdown.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell also prefers a long-term deal, but says a stopgap measure into early next year may be needed.
We're running out of time, and that may end up being the only option left.
Negotiators have also stalled on an annual defense policy bill. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
That defense policy bill held up in part by efforts to add or remove provisions, including permitting reform and repeal of a COVID vaccine mandate in the military. Maryland becomes the latest state to ban the use of certain China and Russia-based platforms in the state's executive branch, including TikTok. Governor Larry Hogan citing an unacceptable cybersecurity risk. South Dakota and South Carolina have also restricted the app's use, and Republican lawmakers are now asking Wisconsin governor to ban the app from state government devices. More legal trouble for Bill Cosby.
Five women are suing comedian and actor Bill Cosby for acts of sexual abuse. The victim said the 85-year-old had posed as a mentor to them, but instead drugged them, groped them, raped them, and sexually abused them as far back as 1969.
Fox's Michelle Polino. The lawsuit also names the companies behind the Cosby Show, accusing them of failing to protect the women. Thousands of lawsuits claiming Zantac causes cancer defeated in federal court, a judge ruling in favor of several drug makers, including Pfizer and Sanofi, finding the claims were not backed by sound science. However, the companies still face thousands of similar lawsuits in state courts. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.